Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's good vibe tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's good vibe tribe.
Kennedy, we have Brandy L. Eunice joining inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
So you're going to be doing an event at the local Artisan. I'm actually very familiar with this store. It's in Solomon Pond Mall. And for those that don't know what it is, they feature local artisans from all over New England. You know, they charge an artisan like a small fee, and then, you know, you can go into the store.
It's expensive to have a brick and mortar of your own.
Exactly.
So they kind of co-op that,
right?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. You pay a little commission, a little fee to be in there, and then you go in there like once a month to make sure your stuff is up to date and keep it looking nice, and it allows you to continue doing your art but not having to manage a store. So with that being said, you're going to be set up for a pop-up coming up. What is it you're going to be doing there, and when is it happening?
Okay, so it's going to be a 3-day pop-up. It's going to be January 24th to the 26th. We're actually trying to bring more attention to the local artisan, and we're also bringing in Best Wig Boutique and Outreach, who retails synthetic high-end wig name brands that are affordable. And she also helps people who can't afford to purchase a wig by wig donations throughout the community. I'm also going to be launching my own wig brand called The Knot Above, which is a high-quality wig brand that focuses on making wigs accessible and affordable for everyone, whether you're dealing with hair loss or just want to change your look without the harsh chemicals. We aim to address the shortcomings of other wigs currently available and provide a better solution. As many of us know, there's a lot of issues with hair loss. Nearly 40 million women in the U.S. alone. While wigs are essential part of beauty in some cultures, there's still some stigma around them in others.
I think when we think about wigs, it's one of two things. You know, you've lost your hair from some kind of medical thing, like chemotherapy comes to mind first, right?
Sure.
Or it's Halloween, mm-hmm. right? But what we don't talk about, and I think is a very big thing, is female hair loss. Like, you know, we talk about it with men, we make jokes, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But I mean, my hair thin, the older I get, the thinner it gets. And we put a lot of stock in our hair and how important it makes us feel, mm-hmm. and that without it we feel less than. So to be doing something like this and trying to make it affordable for folks is so wonderful.
On that point, exactly, on Sunday, on the 26th, we're offering free personal one-on-one consultations by appointment. It's a great opportunity for anyone looking for advice or just wants to learn more about, you know, different types of wigs or find a perfect wig for them. We also have a private space set up, so that way if you don't feel comfortable in public trying on different wigs, you can in a private area. Whether you're experiencing the hair loss or just want to explore a new style, we're here to make you feel comfortable and confident in your own skin.
My mother-in-law, when she was going through it, when she had pancreatic cancer, she ended up just wearing a hat for months on end, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. she didn't know where to get a good wig. She couldn't figure it out. We actually tried to order something
it's
online.
It's not easy to and do it wasn't and do it
great.
Well.
Yes.
It's not easy.
I wish we'd have known about you when she was looking. So the pop-up event is going to be happening the 24th through the 26th. Again, it's going to be at Solomon Pond Mall, and it's going to be at the local Artisan. And if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, we can text you back a direct link to the Eventbrite invitation. We'll also post the link when we put the audio up and our podcast as well. And Brandy, we appreciate you coming on and sharing this. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're officially now a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Best of luck with the event. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And again, if you want to find out about it, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Excuse me. And just remember, too, if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you got something going on in your life that you want to share, you're an entrepreneur, you started a new business, we want to talk about it. We want to spread the love. Maybe help you become a zillionaire.
If possible.
I would like to have a few more zillionaires listening to this show. So again, if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, drop us a text or give us a call here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Okay, this one's an oldie but a goodie. We have played it before, but I feel it bears repeating.
Okay.
What if you took Rick Rolling to the medieval level?
Is this off the new Andre 3000 album, Dan?
Huzzah!
Someone's next D&D game is going to hit if they play a bard.
You!
Whimsical.
Just yes.
Yes. Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So let's talk about the LA fires. A lot of celebrities doing a lot of good things. Beyonce donating $2.5 million to the LA Fire Relief Fund created by her foundation, Bay Good. The money will aid families who have lost their homes and the churches and community centers that are helping them. Like, to put it into perspective, it's not just, you know, one house that's gone. It's your entire neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's where your children went to school. Mm-hmm. There is no more school.
Right.
There is no more hospital. There is no more nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So to think that even if you're one of these people like, oh, they're rich, they can handle it, they still have to rebuild houses. There aren't enough people to build those houses. There isn't enough wood to create to build those houses right now. It's going to be a really long, long way to go.
And it's supposed to get worse. They say that the
winds are bad.
The winds that are coming through over the next 24 hours are going to make it even.
Yep.
You know, and it's become very political for a lot of people as well. And, you know, I saw people talking about this, and I saw a good explanation. They're like, this wasn't a hurricane where you had days to know that this was coming.
No.
It wouldn't matter what you had.
No.
You weren't going to stop this. This is Mother Nature. This is forces stronger than anything that we have at our disposal with a few fire hydrants or fire trucks.
Keyboard warriors, stop keyboard worrying and give some money.
Yep.
Rapper The Game is helping reunite survivors with their lost pets. Doja Cat's created new merch for the Red Cross to save money. James Seymour is housing her Dr. Quinn Joestar and Jolanda and his family who lost their home. David Spade offering $5,000 to anyone who helps catch people lighting fires. The Grammys are still on for February 2nd from LA's Crypto.com Arena. The show will help raise money for the relief effort. The announcement of the Oscar nominees pushed back once again. It was scheduled to happen on the 23rd. The show itself is still on for March 2nd. Tom Brady's doing his part. What did he do? He hired private security to protect his mansion from looters.
Hmm. Okay. That's an interesting one.
So I want to get mad at somebody. Major studios are kicking in tens of millions of dollars for the relief effort. And our good friend Nikki from Project Polly, a member of the Good Vibe Tribe, is donating 100% of her proceeds for the Red Tomato Hat to World Central Kitchen. The inauguration is upon us, and Carrie Underwood has been announced that she will be performing at the inauguration at the U.S. Capitol on Monday. She will sing America the Beautiful with the Armed Forces Chorus in the United States Naval Academy Glee Club. She said, "I love our country, and I'm honored to have been asked to sing at the inauguration and be a small part of this historic event. I am humbled to answer the call at a time when we all must come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future." Lee Greenwood will also be there, and the Village People will perform at Trump's inaugural ball and a rally the day before. The band says, "We know this won't make some of you happy to hear. However, we believe that music is to be performed without regards to politics. Our song, YMCA, is a global anthem that hopefully helps bring the country together after a tumultuous and divided campaign where our preferred candidate lost. Therefore, we believe it's time to bring the country together with music." And Kid Rock will be playing the rally on Saturday, because of course he will. And everybody's got a lifelong dream, and Thomas Rhett's lifelong dream was to headline at a baseball stadium, specifically Fenway Park.
No.
He almost did it in 2020, but the pandemic shut it down. This summer, he is doing it. He is scheduled to headline July 19th with Teddy Swims. And he made the announcement yesterday with the best way he possibly could.
I don't have any audio.
Four? There's nothing in four?
Hold on. Let me see.
Gosh, what did I do this morning? Any work?
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good.
So good. So good. So good.
Was that you or Thomas Rhett?
Ba-ba-ba.
To believe they never would. But now I...
Okay, so say this one again,
yeah.
Kennedy.
So it's Thomas Rhett headlining.
Okay.
Teddy Swims.
Oh, wow.
Tucker Wetmore and the Castellos. Castellos?
I don't know who those are.
So they are all performing.
When is it?
July 19th. And if you are a part of his fan club, tickets go on sale this week. But you know how that is. Credit cards, fan clubs, whatever. So if you want to go see him, go sign up for all the things you need to sign up for. But he's just the nicest man, and I'm so happy for him. So congratulations. That's what I got.
I was going to see if I had the, I was trying to find the Thomas Rhett.
The headphone karaoke?
Karaoke.
Hold on.
Here we go. I love this guy. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Let me give you the headphones. Okay. Thomas Rhett, do you want to go ahead and give him the lyrics?
Oh, my gosh.
You are going to be doing from Kesha.
TikTok. Hope y'all ready for this.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
It starts quickly.
Okay. Morning feeling like P. Diddy. With my glasses, I'm at the door. I'm about to hit the city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking about pedicure on our toes. Shine on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Playing our favorite CDs, pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Randolph.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, her 14-year-old son, Corey. Is Corey driving?
Corey is not driving. I had texted in last week that, Carson, you should have put Lana in the doghouse with Greg and Freddie, but I didn't make it through to call in.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's lost for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Beyonce generously donating $2.5 million to the wildfire relief efforts. Who has a higher reported net worth, Beyonce or her husband, Jay-Z?
I'll say Jay-Z.
35 years ago today, in 1990, The Simpsons officially kicked off its first season on Fox. Who is the overly cheery next-door neighbor Homer can't stand on The Simpsons?
Flanders.
Carl Weathers would have turned 77 today. Which classic Adam Sandler movie did he deliver this line? Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Happy Gilmore.
A BuzzFeed list of shocking celebrity facts includes Angelina Jolie trying to hire a hitman to kill her when she was 22, but he talked her out of it. Angelina Jolie has played which Disney villain in live-action adaptations?
Maleficent.
Question number five, Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. What is the first line of America the Beautiful?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, then.
Nice work, Chris and Cody.
That seemed to be most of them.
Of course.
Cody, what are you, eighth grade?
Corey, eighth grade. Yep, he's a November baby, too.
All right, cool. Where do you go to school, Corey?
St. Agatha.
Shout out, St. Agatha. St. Agatha. Nice.
St. Agatha and Milton.
What's right. your mascot at St. Agatha?
Agatha.
Fighting nuns.
A bear.
It's a chef. The bear. Kennedy, Chris, they got 5 out of 5.
Oh,
yes.
Alrighty then.
All 5 correct. Nice job, Chris.
Thank you.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
All right.
Dun-dun.
Dun-dun.
Beyonce is generously donating $2.5 million to the wildfire relief efforts. Who has a higher reported net worth, Beyonce or her husband, Jay-Z?
Beyonce.
35 years ago today, 1990, Simpsons officially kicked off the first season on Fox. Who is the overly cheery next-door neighbor Homer can't stand on The Simpsons?
Ned Flanders.
Carl Weathers would have turned 77 today. Which classic Adam Sandler movie did he deliver this line?
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Happy Gilmore.
A BuzzFeed list of shocking celebrity facts includes Angelina Jolie trying to hire a hitman to kill her when she was 22. But he talked her out of it. Angelina Jolie has played which Disney villain in live-action adaptations?
Maleficent.
Where do you even find a hitman in real life?
Google.
Back then, it would have been...
Just go to a diner at 3 a.m. and talk to everybody in a trench coat?
Google. What Ask Jeeves.
Now, what was that other website?
Bing.
No.
Lycos.
No.
I've really said all of them that I know.
No, there's one that's like pre-Reddit. That's not, gosh, what was it? I can't remember.
The Dark Web.
Yes, Silk Road. Question number 5. Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. What is the first line of America the Beautiful?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of green.
Yeah, that is correct. We'll just work backwards. That is correct. You said Maleficent. That is obviously correct. You said Happy Gilmore. That is correct. You said Ned Flanders. That is correct. And you said Beyonce. That is incorrect.
Crap.
Jay-Z is actually reported.
He's a businessman.
So she.
Let him handle his business. Damn.
5-4 is the final score. Chris and Cody get the win. They get the cash. They get the $100. I know. It's a great way to start the day, right, Chris?
Yes.
All right, Kennedy.
Yeah.
You have something you would like to say to these two?
Yeah, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Chris.
Go Bears.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Some breaking news. Just saw a message on Instagram from the office of Mayor Wu. Yesterday at 2 p.m., Mayor Wu and her husband Connor welcomed baby Myra Wu, arriving at 8 pounds, 4 ounces, and 20 inches. Mom and baby are in good health. So congratulations to them. Do you respond to text messages where you don't have the number saved in your phone?
No. Unless they're speaking to me about something that I should really know about, or they say, hey, Kennedy, or whatever.
So I got this text on Saturday at around 3 p.m., and it's from a number that I did not know. And what I will tell you is, for some reason, my phones lose phone numbers all of the time. Mm-hmm. And so I've gone in and deleted a lot of text messages to clear space on my phone. Mm-hmm. They can't figure out why it does it, but it just loses contacts all the time. So I'm continually trying to figure out who people are that text me.
Sure.
So I usually always respond, because I figure if they have my number, they probably know me. So I get this text message. It says, "What's the weather like where you are right now?" And I'm like, "Snowy, cold, who is this?"
That would have been the end of the conversation for me.
You wouldn't have gone any further.
A super vague text like that from a number I don't know? Like, no.
Next!
Just wouldn't have responded. Just would have ignored it.
Yeah, I would have deleted it so I didn't have to see it.
Just immediately block it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have blocked it or just deleted it?
Just deleted it.
Okay.
Oh, I block them.
So I responded, "Snowy, cold, who is this?" And they responded, "This is blank," gave me their full first and last name. "I wore the black suit jacket to your 50th birthday party last week. Does that ring a bell? Keep warm and don't catch a cold."
Were you like, "I wish I was only 50 last week"?
So at this point, I realize this person has the wrong number.
Sure. At this point.
At this point. So what do you think I do? Shut it down?
Absolutely not. You must have had nothing going on that day.
I actually, I had stuff going on, but I was just so interested in this for some reason. My curiosity just gets to me. I just want to know what's their backstory. So I write back, "I think you have the wrong number, but thanks." And I figure that'll be the end of it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Wait, may I ask who you are? You're not Grace?
Literally just said I wasn't, but okay.
I can't let it go, so I have to text back. "Nope, not Grace. I live in Boston. Gosh, I checked and just realized that two digits were reversed between yours and Grace's number. I'm really sorry for scaring you." I thought that was a weird response, scaring you. You didn't scare me. But I guess maybe some people are scared by text messages from numbers they don't know. Those things don't bother me. So I wrote back, "LOL, no worries. And tell Grace that Carson says hi," with a wavy emoji.
Oh my God.
God, you're so friendly.
So did you guys exchange emails and addresses so that you can send Christmas cards?
Are you pen pals now?
"Thanks for the tip," she says, "and for your understanding. I bet you're a friendly and popular guy in life."
Pretty much.
Do I let it go at this point?
Well, no, she just flattered you, so therefore you must come in so you can have more.
I wrote back right. I wrote back right on both accounts with
and
a laughing emoji
and
face.
And there it is. And there it is.
We're not done yet, though.
Of course not.
This journey keeps continuing, Kennedy. She goes on to say, "Beautiful city of Boston. I have a business friend who also lives there and keeps inviting me to travel somewhere. But I'm not sure what Boston has to offer in terms of sightseeing and great food to eat.
Huh?
So I wonder, what can you recommend?"
I would have had to block her right then and there for her just to be like, "I've never heard of this Boston. What happened there?"
It's the cradle of the revolution. You can, there's a thing or two you can check out. Google it.
It's the first everything.
I think they're from out of the country. I think with the area code, I think they might be from Canada. Because I looked up the area code.
Irrespective.
Right.
They'd be like saying, "Gee, Montreal seems nice, but don't think I want to go there.
A lot of French people up there have never been."
What's there to see?
So I wrote back.
Oh, Carson.
"So Boston is arguably one of the most important cities in the U.S. You can walk the Freedom Trail. You can learn about the cradle of our freedom."
He's a tour guide.
Oh, my God.
"The Battle of Bunker Hill, Paul Revere's ride, spilling tea in the Boston Harbor. These are all events that defined our nation. And as for the food, I mean, the North End has some of the best Italian food you've ever had."
Are you being paid by the Boston Tourism Department?
"Luca, Mama Maria's, Regina Pizzeria, and Carmelina's are all top-notch. And how can we forget about Mike's Pastry?"
Oh, my God, you are killing
Plus,
me.
"America's oldest ballpark, Fenway Park. You can tour that. We have the Bruins, an original six NHL team, and the NBA current NBA champion, Boston Celtics."
I call absolute garbage on the fact that you were busy that day.
"Boston is a fantastic tourist destination, and I didn't even mention Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket."
When does she ask you for money.
She's not going to ask me for money. It's just two nice people chatting with each other about what's going on.
So when's
she
coming to visit, and are you offering up your guest room?
I have not heard back yet.
You and a random Canadian are the only two people friendly enough to have a conversation that long.
I mean, they are friendly people,
you know what?
Right?
That is true.
All right. 617-655-1234 is this shoe. Are you the person that will answer a phone call that where you don't recognize the number? You take a text of a number you don't recognize. 617-655-1234.
And the next thing you know,
your best
friends.
You're
giving
pizza recommendations for a woman that lives.
Next thing you know, you're having
away.
Thanksgiving dinner at the woman's house.
Correct.
Do you remember that story?
I do.
With the woman and the young
and
man.
The young man, yes.
And they've been having Thanksgiving dinner ever since.
I do.
All right, we'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Mix 1041.
I am the type of guy that will answer the phone if it's a number I don't recognize. I am the type of guy that will respond to a text if it's a number I don't recognize.
I'm the type of guy.
I am. Ladies love Cool Carson. And so I got this text message on Saturday that said, "What's the weather like where you are right now?" And I said, "Snowy, cold. Who is this?" And then we ended up in a whole text conversation about things going on, coming to Boston and what it would be like for sightseeing. And a lot of people are saying I'm getting scammed, that this is a scam.
That I feel like, yes, there are scams out there to be sure, but I don't know that that was one. Because she didn't ask you for anything.
No, but they say that there's a scam out there called the Somebody just texted to me. It's called the pig something. The pig slaughter or the something like that. Yeah, essentially.
And
they,
she asks you for restaurant recommendations?
No, they fatten you up. You know, like you fatten up a pig before you take it to the slaughterhouse? They fatten me up and make me think that they're kind and friendly, and then eventually they're going to try and scare
When's
me.
The last time you guys spoke?
That was on Saturday.
Yeah, you usually, like, I feel that you once you get your mark, Carson, you don't let them off the hook. You keep digging.
Right, maybe.
Until you're so uncomfortable and you felt that you've made such a connection that you would be rude not to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the weather like where you are? Such a generic random opener that it feels scammy, but she never asked you for money. So
Nicole is from Abington. Are you the type of person that just answers random text messages from numbers you don't know?
Absolutely. I'm the type of person who will have conversations with people on the street. They come up to me, I go up to them.
That's different.
Why is it different if it's digital? It's the same.
Somebody's like walking up to you, like asking a question or something, if you're like having conversation or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I talk to random people in an elevator. Will you do that?
I would have did the same.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Do you talk to random people in elevators?
I do.
Yes, absolutely. What's going on? How you doing? How's your day? Yeah,
this is different than an internet scam.
And nobody...
That's just small talk in an elevator.
What's small talk on a text message?
Right. No, I agree. It costs nothing to be friendly. And, you know, there are scams out there to be had, sure. But I don't know. It just, in this world, it costs nothing to be friendly to people.
And
I don't want to think that I'm not friendly, although lots of people do think that about me. But, you know, it's
thank you,
just,
Nicole.
If somebody needs something on the street, if somebody, you know, you bump into them or what have you, sure, of course.
Well, then what's the difference in a text message then?
You don't.
Because maybe they just had the two digits transposed.
That's fine.
And they were trying to find their friend Grace, and now they know.
And maybe they didn't, and that's the thing.
Then double check your number and call Grace.
But she wouldn't have known that if I just...
She'd have figured it out because Grace wouldn't have texted her back, and then she'd go back into her phone and be like, oh,
no, she'd have probably...
Person.
She might have gotten into a fight with Grace. Maybe they were lifelong friends, and then all of a sudden, Grace isn't responding. What have I done? I'm starting to second-guess my relationship with Grace.
I can't.
After you told that story, I got a text from a number I did not recognize that says, hey, Dan, what's the weather like where you are?
Yeah?
Got him.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Well, respond.
And I'll never know.
Why? Just write back. Lost your number. Who is this? Why is that hard to do?
I have a checkered history. I can't just be answering any old text message.
They have your number. They know where you are.
What if it's somebody you don't want to talk to?
Well, you could say,
Oh, just say what? Oh, I don't want to talk to you. I blocked your number for
what
a reason.
What are they going to do? It's obviously somebody you know where their number just got.
Somebody I used to know. That's a different
all
thing.
All right, Gautier.
Those are keywords.
Let's see. I have Debbie, and this happened with Debbie. What kind of text did you get?
So the person had sent a text message saying, hi, Dad, I hope all is well. I just want to wish you a happy birthday. So I was like, you know, I never answer texts. So I said, I feel bad. He's texting the wrong number. So I answered him, and I said, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. He proceeded with another text, quite a few texts, stating that this was his dad's number. His dad passed away 3 years ago, and that he has many cherished memories with this phone number. And I was, he asked my name. I said, no.
Right.
He's like, how long have you had this number? I'm like, 35 years, whole life. He's like, no, that can't be it. That's not, then he just kept going on, and I said, nope, I can't go down this rabbit hole anymore.
So you just stopped responding?
I did stop responding. He sent a couple more, and then I blocked the number.
Huh.
Well, that's tough.
I wonder what it was. Do you think it was somebody trying to scam you?
You know, I could have kept going, but I couldn't, because I was like, I don't, because he was getting personal.
Right.
We live in Iowa, and I felt like it was going somewhere I didn't want it to go.
So you've had this number for 35 years? So he's got to be like a number off
probably
or something
longer
in his happy birthday text.
Yeah, maybe he got a number wrong or something in
or
there.
Or he wants you to keep listening until you feel sorry for him.
He was a 503 and I'm a 508.
Right.
Oh, you think he was starting a sympathy scam, Kennedy?
I hate to be that person.
100%.
But yeah, 100%.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, you're not like me, because I will just keep talking to you.
Carson would have been like, yeah, I can Venmo you $100. That sucks.
Do you use Zelle? I use that, too.
I've never been to Iowa. What's it like?
Flat.
Thanks.
Yeah, right?
Thanks for calling in, Debbie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We got a text message from the 603. I just found a text thread very almost exactly what they said to Carson. Definitely a scam.
Oh, wow.
From the 508, tell Carson don't be gullible. Also from the 508, if Grace and this person were so close, did she just get her number? Why did she have her number transposed? Was it not already in her phone? Carson texts some Canadian stranger. Why is no one alarmed that he recommended Mike's over Modern?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Joey from Newton.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy.
Joey in the car with the two kids, Jake and Zoe. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy,
yeah. Sure thing.
Did you catch that?
Yeah. I did.
We did.
Good.
We got it. So we got five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. Joey, you answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, it's a loss for you. Kennedy, with 5,906 wins, 432 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Die with a Smile tops the Hot 100 for the second week. Name the artists on that song.
I don't know.
Okay, question number two. Lucy Liu doesn't regret standing up to Bill Murray on the set of Charlie's Angels. Name the other two women who starred as angels in that movie.
Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore.
Ben Stiller is grateful for the years that he spent separated from his wife Christine, saying, "You have so much more appreciation for what you have because we know we could not have it." Which Ben Stiller movie is this quote from?
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
You know, Meet the Fockers.
Question number four. 19 years ago today in 2006, Eminem remarried his ex-wife, Kim, with D12 member Proof as his best man. And surprise, surprise, they divorced again by the end of that year. They do have a daughter together. What is their daughter's name?
Haley.
And question number five, Jason Bateman turns 56 today. He played Marty Bird on the TV show Ozark. Can you name the waterfront lodge Marty bought into on the show in order to help launder the cartel's money?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! I just started watching that show.
And?
Like, I'm like five episodes in.
Are you loving it?
It's great.
It's so fantastic.
And it's only like four seasons, so it's not like a huge...
You'll move in and out quickly, yeah. Kennedy, welcome back. Joey got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are really tough, Kennedy. You want to quit?
No.
You sure? You just give up the game right now? Just give all the money away?
You'd rather crush the spirits of these two poor children on the line?
That's my job.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Die with a Smile tops the Hot 100 for the second week. Name the artists on that song.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
1-0. Lucy Liu doesn't regret standing up to Bill Murray on the set of Charlie's Angels. Can you name the other two women who starred as angels in that movie?
Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore.
2-1. Ben Stiller is grateful for the years he spent separated from wife Christine, saying, "You have so much to appreciate, you have so much more appreciation for what you have because we know we could not have it." Which Ben Stiller movie is this quote from?
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Meet the Fockers?
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Fockers is the sequel.
Meet the Fockers is the sequel. 2-1, question number four. 19 years ago today in 2006, Eminem remarried his ex-wife, Kim. He had a member of D12 Proof as his best man, and shockingly, they divorced again by the end of that year. They have a daughter together. What's her name?
Haley?
Haley Jade. 3-2. Jason Bateman turns 56 today. He played Marty Bird on the show Ozark. What is the name of the waterfront lodge Marty bought into on the show in order to help launder the cartel's money?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, the Blue Cat Lodge. That's a tough pull. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Woo-hoo.
Look at that. Joey, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening. And Jake and Zoe, your dad did a pretty good job. They're like,
they're unimpressed.
Yeah, not impressed.
Well, they're waiting to say the magic line.
All right. It's all yours whenever you're ready.
Jake, Joey, and Zoe from Newton, and we can't be Ken and
Henry. Aww. I hated to play the loser horn into that. No. It was so sweet.
But rules are rules.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you don't know what an NDA is, it's a non-disclosure agreement. It is a legal contract, according to the internet, that protects confidential information by limiting its use and access to third parties. NDAs are also known as confidentiality agreements, proprietary information agreements, or secrecy agreements. I think a lot of times when we think about an NDA, we think about a celebrity. Like, you want to go to some celebrity's house for a party, you have to sign an NDA. Our boss Sal was sharing with us.
A lot of meetings you go to, you might have to as well.
Our boss Sal shared with us that he had to sign an NDA when he went to Taylor Swift's house for a promo event, that he wasn't allowed to share any information.
I make people sign them when they come to my house. Do you guys not?
I don't have anyone come to my house.
And I was like, most people have never signed an NDA. And Kennedy says, oh, I think you're wrong. I think people sign NDAs all the time. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday during Campy Kennedy, this happened. Tracy, who is from Georgetown, she works at a startup. She can't talk about it because she signed an NDA.
Isn't that interesting?
I was asked, so what do you do for work? And she was being very vague on the phone. Right. I was like, you give me something for the radio. She's like, I can't. I signed an NDA.
We've been having a discussion off the air about people signing an NDA and whether or not it would be interesting to talk about on the air.
100% it would be.
And then the first person we talked to after this off-air conversation.
Carson's like, nobody signs those. I go, you'd be surprised.
But the people that do sign them can't tell us anything. So what do we talk about?
I don't know. We can fumble around it, I think.
I don't know.
All right, coming to the show
maybe
tomorrow.
Maybe in another conversation.
Okay. So that was yesterday on the show. 617-655-1234. I signed an NDA when I was in the Army, but that was a completely different thing for my top secret security clearance that we weren't allowed to talk about for the rest of our lives, about what we did and where we worked and all that sort of stuff. All right, I'm going to grab Christina. You had to sign an NDA as a nanny?
Yes. I had to sign an NDA to work for a family who is a high-profile family in order to basically work for them. Even with the interview, I had to sign one as well.
So does it mean that you couldn't say their name, anything that happened in the house? Like when you came home at night, you couldn't tell your partner about what happened during the day, those sorts of things?
Exactly, yeah. There are so many stories that I like want to tell people, and I just can't. Legally.
Was it a famous Boston athlete?
She's not going to tell you.
I didn't ask for a name. They do something with a ball.
We said we weren't going to ask questions.
I said nothing.
let me ask you this. How long did you work for this high-profile family?
About 4 years.
Oh, wow. So you saw a lot of things.
A lot. More than you would think.
Was it a good experience? Are you glad you did it?
They were good, down-to-earth people who I actually enjoyed working for. And I probably wouldn't want to sign an NDA again for another family.
What was the penalty if you violated the NDA?
I don't know if I can say that, technically.
Oh, wow. It was most likely a load of money.
Did you see anything that made you go, oh, that's why I had to sign the NDA?
Yes. Oh, that's so amazing. All right. Well, thank you for that. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, you guys. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Jennifer from Westford, are you there?
Yes.
Why did you have to sign an NDA?
We went to a taping of The Voice out in L.A.
Oh, so you go to The Voice, it's being recorded live,
right.
And you can't spill the beans as to what happens because it's going to air that night on TV or later in the week.
Right. We actually went to a taping in August, and it's for the upcoming season that starts February 3rd.
Ooh.
Have you told anyone?
No, but to be honest, I probably wouldn't remember the names anyway.
It's pretty uneventful.
He's like, NDA is useless on me. Can't remember what I had for breakfast.
What would
a lot of unnecessary paperwork.
Yeah, was there you know, like a fine, a certain amount of money that you would have to pay if you violated the NDA? Do you remember?
That would mean that I read what I signed, so that would be a hard, I don't know.
You sound like me.
I do that with every piece of electronics or website I go to. I don't read any of this fine print.
Never.
I go, yes, I agree.
Never.
You can have everything.
No one's ever read the terms and conditions.
Right.
We could be selling our firstborn. We don't know.
Oh, that's so good. All right. Thanks for calling in, Jennifer. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
I'm racking my brain trying to figure out who this high-profile couple is that she was the nanny for. Like, I have some reckless speculation as to who it was. And the fact that she said things that happened in there surprised
Carson,
her.
Carson, I bet you have no idea who this person is. Because the people with the real money are people we don't know.
But she said high profile. So that's different than wealthy. There are people that are wealthy that you don't know. But if you're high profile, that means you're in the ethos. People are seeing you on TV, in the newspaper, on the radio.
There is high profile in circles we know nothing about. You got to know this.
Mm-hmm. You hiding secrets from us, Kennedy?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
Nah.
Making people sign NDAs at your house.
What kind of parties you go to?
Do we sign NDAs at those? You know what? I have signed one.
Oh, really?
And there we are.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You want to attack her?
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
And Dan, we lost our contestant too. Just to add to the drama.
We're doing great.
We're
so glad we got them new phone lines.
Well, he said they were less expensive. He didn't say they were better, Sal.
Yeah, I thought it was the opposite.
You think you were saving some money to get better?
I thought they were better.
Uh-huh.
Definitely better. Mm-hmm. Better.
I don't know about all that. I think we're... Cambie Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Melissa's from Hyde Park.
Good morning.
Kennedy, say hi.
Hello.
Kennedy can't focus right now.
Hi.
She's looking for a beanie or a parka or mittens or a warm fire.
Same.
You want to grab some firewood, Dan? We'll throw a bonfire right here in the studio.
I have radio hands, man. I don't chop wood.
Really? It's not that hard. I got a splitter.
I didn't say it was hard. I said I don't. Mm.
It's really hard. Facts. He uses muscles you forgot you had.
Mm. I'm a hardy man that chops wood, Dan.
Sure, man.
I do it all the time.
Uh-huh.
I just hauled a quart of wood too, Kennedy, that we had to chop.
Okay, sure. Paul Bunyan. This can't be Kennedy. Yeah.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's going to that soundproof studio. Hope the heat's on in there.
It's a little bit warmer in there.
All right. You ready, Melissa?
I'm ready.
Aerosmith might not be done touring after all, but it all depends on the recovery of their lead singer after vocal surgery. Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
Drew Barrymore once got revenge on an ex-boyfriend by making him watch her have drinks with the woman he was cheating on her with. What is the name of the rom-com where Barrymore played a woman with short-term memory loss who can't remember anything that happened the day before?
51st Date.
Because of the LA wildfires, The Weeknd has canceled his January 25th Rose Bowl concert and postponed the release of his new album. He says his focus right now is on the recovery of the city and its people. The Weeknd was the second most streamed artist globally in 2024. Who was number one?
Sabrina Carpenter.
9 years ago today, Alan Rickman died at the age of 69. He was the diehard villain Hans Gruber and misunderstood Harry Potter hero Severus Snape. Which class did Snape teach at Hogwarts for the majority of the Harry Potter series?
I have no idea.
Question number five. Animator Buck Woodall has filed a lawsuit against Disney claiming they stole elements of his screenplay, Bucky, for the Moana franchise. He wants $10 billion in damages.
Shoot for the moon, I guess.
What is the question, Dan?
Oh, I'm sorry. That cut off. That's all right. What is the name of the island that Moana lives on in the movies?
I do not know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Melissa, am I allowed to say where you work?
Sure.
She works for She works for BPD. What do you do there, Melissa?
I'm a civilian. I work in fleet management, so we handle all the vehicles.
Do you ever get to drive them really fast with the lights on?
No, but I get to drive them, just not really fast with the lights on.
I've seen them driving really fast with the lights on in my rear view a couple times.
Yeah, I'm not in it, though.
Panic inducing.
Looks like it's fun. Melissa got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well, very well done, my friend.
Oh, thanks.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Aerosmith might not be done touring after all. It all depends on the recovery of their lead singer after vocal surgery. Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler. And I can't believe they're even talking about it.
Tie to one. Question number two. Drew Barrymore once got revenge on an ex-boyfriend by making him watch her have drinks with the woman he was cheating on her with. That's devious.
It's what women do.
What is the name of the rom-com where Barrymore played a woman with short-term memory loss who can't remember anything that happened the day before?
50 First Dates.
Tied at 2. Because of the LA wildfires, the Weeknd has canceled his January 25th Rose Bowl concert and postponed the release of his new album. The Weeknd was the second most streamed artist globally in 2024. Who was first?
Taylor Swift?
Good guess.
All roads lead to Taylor Swift.
When you say globally, though, that throws me off. I would have gone like Bad Bunny.
He was somewhere in the top 5.
3-2. Question number 4. 9 years ago today, Alan Rickman died at the age of 69. He was the diehard villain Hans Gruber and misunderstood Harry Potter hero Severus Snape. Which class did Snape teach at Hogwarts for a majority of Harry Potter?
Potions.
4-2. Question number 5. It was potions. Animator Buck Woodall has filed a lawsuit against Disney claiming they stole elements of his screenplay, Bucky, for the Moana franchise, and he wants $10 billion in damages.
Go get it.
Dr. Evil-like number.
All right, and we want to know, what is the name of the island? Is that right, Dan? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You want to tell him, Dan?
Motunui. Moana from Motunui.
Another one I really got to watch. I've only ever watched the beginning.
Shame.
Can I say except you're welcome?
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but
Hey,
thank you for what I'm sure is a fantastic job you do it at BPD, taking care of all those vehicles, making sure they're able to speed with their lights on. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Melissa, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't be Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Rob from Medford.
Hello.
Hi.
We're going to move through this quickly, Kennedy. Rob is a special ed teacher. He's in between classes, and they are getting ready to do some adaptive ice skating in a couple of minutes. How awesome is that?
Nice.
Yep, thanks.
All right, we're going to move quickly, Rob. Trying to win $1,000, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
You nervous, Rob?
A little bit.
Yeah.
How do you not want a guy like that to win $1,000?
We're rooting for you. You ready?
Ready.
Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. You answer more of these correctly than Kennedy, you win $1,000. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Question number 1. The Wiggles are releasing a full country album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up, featuring Dolly Parton and this singer known for her hit song, Heart Like a Truck. Who is she?
Miranda Lambert?
There are many sequels and franchise movies coming out this year, like Karate Kid Legends, Superman, The Fantastic Four First Steps, and Zootopia 2. Who is the mentor slash instructor in the original Karate Kid?
Mr. Miyagi.
In Breaking Bad, what is Walter White's alias?
Alias?
Yeah.
Eisenberg.
There you go. Question number four. Who played the title role in the 1997 movie Jackie Brown?
Pam Grier.
Question number five. What is the title of the sequel to The Shining? That's a tough one. That's a deep pull.
Dr. Sleep.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Rob, what's the most rewarding thing about working in special ed, physical education with the kids?
Seeing the graduates come back is cool. They always remember you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Rob got 4 out of 5 right.
Woo!
This is for $1,000, and these are really hard, Kennedy.
All right.
I dug deep for these questions today.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. The Wiggles are releasing a full country album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up, and it will feature Dolly Parton and this singer, known for her hit song, Heart Like a Truck. Who is she?
Lainey Wilson?
A country Wiggles album? I'm in.
Heart Like a Truck? That's a hard question one.
Are you kidding? It's in every Chevy commercial, every 20 minutes on TV.
I don't have television.
Yeah, I don't either.
No. 1-0. Question number two. There are many sequels in franchises, in franchise movies that are coming out in 2025, Kennedy, like Karate Kid Legends, Superman, The Fantastic Four First Steps, and Zootopia 2. Who is the mentor slash instructor in the original Karate Kid?
Mr. Miyagi.
2-1. Question number three. In Breaking Bad, what is Walter White's alias?
What is Walter White's alias? Heisenberg.
Uh-oh.
Tied at 2. Rob got the last question's correct, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Question number four. Who played the title role in the 1997 movie Jackie Brown?
I can see her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like the movie, too.
All of the blaxploitation.
Yeah, yeah, it was fantastic.
Pam Grier.
Oh, she pulled that one out. We are tied at 3, going to the final question.
It all comes down to this, Kennedy.
Thanks, Dan. I love it when you state the obvious.
I'm just narrating what's happening here, painting a picture.
Paul, Heather.
Because he doesn't do it enough.
It's for $1,000.
Jason and Kim, are those the winners so far of the $1,000? Do I have that right?
You got it.
Potentially Rob.
Question number 5, Kennedy. What is the title of the sequel to The Shining?
Dr. Sleep.
That is correct. Wow. How did you know that?
Unrattleable.
Dr. Sleep, written by Stephen King. It starred Ewan McGregor, and it came out in 2019. Did not think you would know. I specifically wrote that question thinking you wouldn't.
I'm a big Shining person.
Oh, you are?
I've gone down many a Kubrick hole.
right. 4-4 is the final score. With the tie, Rob Kennedy gets the win. Wow. I thought that had you down.
Don't be sad during adaptive ice skating. It's okay. You did great.
Thanks.
Rob, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rob from Medford. I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.